And before this service is over, you're going to know what I'm referring to. And I'm going to take a nice, cool drink of water. You know, the Bible says this. If you give even a cool drink of water to a prophet, you get a prophet's reward. Now, I gave this to myself. I got it, so I'm open. I hope you are. How many of you are in a good mood? How many of you a little tired? How many of you could stand a good word? All right. Oh, if I had a little bit more time, I'd drink a little bit more of that. If you would take your Bibles and turn with me to the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11, I'm going to be sharing. And this is what Paul told those at Philippi. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, now this is the part you need to hear. Wherefore, what are we here for? Why did we go here? Why are we where we are now? Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Back in, I was trying to figure it up. We didn't have any kids yet. We were just, I hadn't been married too long, but I was working for as a plumber for Cox Construction where we lived in Modesto. And I was a finished plumber there. I put in all the fixtures of all kinds, toilets, hot water heaters, sinks. I put in the air vents and all kinds of stuff. Well, my boss's name was Mike Parsons. He was a good guy. And he said, Angelo, we're going to put you out at an apartment complex that we're working on. I've got a drinking fountain that I want you to put in. So you're going to go out there. And I knew what that was. I put in plenty of drinking fountains. And I went out there. And I got out to the job. And to do that, I had to shut the water off. I had to shut the water off so that I could install the water drinking fountain. And I shut the water off, and all of a sudden it was back on. And I didn't understand what had happened, so I went over there and shut it off again. And this guy came up to me, and I mean, I was a tiny little guy. I weighed about 155 then. This guy, he was a criminal type of a fella. He was big and husky. He looked a lot like Hulk Hogan. And he said, did you turn that water back on? I said, yeah, I did. I said, I've got to do this drinking fountain. He was working with the pools. I remember that. He was working with the swimming pool. He was doing something with that. And I said, I've got to have this water off so that I can install this drinking fountain. That's what I've come out here to do. And he said, look here. And he didn't tell me in a nice way. He said, don't touch that again. He said, if you do, and then he told me what he was going to do to me. And you know, it just came out of my mouth. It just came out of my mouth. I looked at him. You know, I wasn't big. But I carried a gun a lot when I was a kid. I had no business doing that, but I didn't have a gun on me that day. But I had something better than a gun. I said, man, I said, I don't think we've ever met out here before, but I'm going to tell you something. My boss sent me out here to put this water fountain in. My boss's name is Mike Parsons. And I said, when he comes out here, he'll shut the water off for me. And that guy looked, and he went away. And I just was going to call Mike Parsons, and he said, "Hey, man, come here." He said, "Look, I made a mistake." He said, "I didn't realize that." He said, "You do what you got to do, man. I'm sorry." And I mean, that wasn't his nature to do that. I follow somebody greater than Mike Parsons. And at the name of Jesus, your life turns around. If you speak it with faith. Let me tell you something. I was in faith. See, everybody knew Mike Parsons. I worked for Joaquin Construction. We were one of the biggest construction companies in America. And we would put in maybe three tracts of homes at one time and one or two apartment complexes. And the tracts that we would do, there were 32 houses in a tract. And we'd start building them. And before we were finished, they were all sold. We were in a boom at that time. In about 1976, 77, somewhere in there. And it was really something to see. And I learned something then, and I've learned it ever since. And ever since that experience, my Father in heaven said, "Son, I gave you that experience." He said, "You see how much push that one man's voice had, his name?" He said, "My son is far greater. Even the wind and the waves obey him." And the demons came and said, "Jesus, have you come here to torment us before our time?" And let me read a few other places here. And what I want you to do is get used to having confidence in the name of Jesus in your prayers. My thing is, why pray if nothing's going to happen? But listen, every time I pray, something happens. Sometimes I have to wait for years and years and years, but you've got to learn how to get things and give them to the Lord. You've got to learn how to cast your burdens upon the Lord, according to 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, because he cares for you. Now, every fisherman knows this. When you cast that line out, you better leave it out there for a while. You can't be just dragging it up all the time, and you'll never catch a fish that way. I want to give you some encouragement in your prayer life. Let me tell you something. Every morsel of food that I put in my mouth, for many, many years, I pray over it. Every cool drink of water, I pray over it. And I pray it in the name of Jesus. And I'm going to show you just a few places tonight that God has given us as grounds for supernatural answer to prayer. There's things that we're saying, "Well, I'm not sure if God wants to do it. I'm bad, or I don't know this or that." Hey, you know what? This is what you got to look at. "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the children of God." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Verse 2 says, "Beloved, now are we the children of God." Right now, in this life, if you've asked Christ to come into your life, his Father is your Father. And he's the best dad of all. He really is. He's been the best dad to me for many, many years. And I wish I could say I was the best son, but I'd be a big fat liar. Don't feel too bad. Most of you would be too. I'm just kidding you. I'm going to keep you awake somehow. I don't want to have to resort to throwing things at people or anything. But is everybody's phone off? I'll tell you what. Mike Parsons. I've never seen that quite as clear. I was about 26, 27 years old at the time. And I saw what that name meant to him, man. Because you know what? He'd lose his job over stuff like that. Mike Parsons was a big daddy in Joaquin Construction. He just was. And man, he just humbled himself, and he just came right. I never forgot that. And I was thinking about that, and I put that in my phone the other day. I was in a quiet time with the Lord. He said, "Son, I want you to preach on Mike Parsons again." You ever remember me preaching about Mike Parsons? No, it was a long time ago. I haven't preached. I got a lot of things to preach about. My God, I wake up in the morning, I'll have something new to preach about. I have three or four things. But anyway, I just happen to remember your name is Kiera, isn't it? Praise God, I'm getting it, you guys. The Alzheimer Express is trying to catch me, but I'm keeping one toke over the line in front of it, man. I'm telling you, no, not marijuana. No, no. Toke of life, toke of Jesus. Jill's looking, she's going, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No. I tell you, if you learn how to pray over everything that you eat in the name of Jesus, you pray to the Father. This is what Jesus said. In the name of Jesus, by the power and the unction of God the Holy Spirit. Does that make sense to you? When you bring the Trinity in, see, that's how come I ain't got no enemies. See, if they believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, we're on the same team. And we get up in heaven. You might be a Methodist or something, but I'll have you praying in tongues before it's over. Amen. Amen. How many of you pray in tongues? Let me see your hands. There's one. There's a couple. All right. Okay. That's good. Whew. Let's go to our next verse, please. And I'm going to show you four more places in the Bible that talks about the name of Jesus. And if you think that's the only four, look, I've only got 25 more minutes. I can't do them all. I could preach on this subject from now till Christmas and maybe do a pretty good job. How you doing, Junior? I didn't see you here. I'm glad you're here, son. I love you and miss you when you're not here. What do you think of that? You love Bro A? Bro A loves you too. In Mark chapter 16, this is Jesus giving his commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to everybody. Those that believe and are baptized will be saved. And those who don't believe will be condemned. And then he goes into it. Now look at here. Now I want you to see this like you've never saw it before. Now these signs shall follow them that believe. How many believers do we have in here? Let me see your hands up. If your hands down, it means you hate God and you're not a believer. Wow, everybody, praise God. Look at here. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now look at the next three words. In my name. Whatever you do in your life, you want to do it in the name of Jesus. Why are you doing what you're doing? I'm doing it because I think Jesus wants me to. How are you doing? I think I'm doing it the way Jesus wants me to. Do you always hit that perfect, Angelo? No, I don't. But I always try. And I start out every morning saying, Father in heaven, into your hands I commit my spirit. And Millie says it with me. We say it together, each on our own. And I say, Lord, I'm no longer asking you to bless my plans. Forgive me for all them times I asked you to bless my plans. What is your plan for my life today? Please place me in the center of your will today. You know, in just a few moments, we're going to say things like this here. Heavenly Father, we're going to say, I want all of creation to know. All of creation, the spirit world too, that I believe there's power in the blood Jesus. There is. I'm asking you like never before to remember now to what really happened. It blew me away to see that. I thought that guy was going to get violent with me, and I was about to call Mike Parsons. I was about to say, we've got a problem out here. I got a guy, I don't know who he is. I've never seen him before, but he's threatened me. Let me tell you something. God is so good. All right. In my name, now I'm going to read this a little different. They shall cast out devils. Anybody that's born again. Anybody that's born again. How many of you know you got a bunch of them to cast out? How many of you know you probably don't have to go any farther than your family? Uh-huh. Really? In Jesus' name. Nephew, stop in the name of Jesus. Before I turn you over to the devil. In my name, they shall cast out devils. You can have all the therapy sessions that you want. I'm going to get in trouble. My therapist is the creator of the whole dadgum world. That's my therapist, okay? That's my counselor. I don't need, nor do I respect, some of the goofy things that are happening in the therapy world in America. And I want you to know something. If you're listening tonight, and you're upset about that, my daughter's name is Kelly Sprick. You call her and tell her. Now look, they shall cast out devils. You know, a lot of time, you know what's wrong with a lot of our kids? They're being controlled by bad spirits, some of them, sometimes. Not all the time. But you know, we have to take authority over that, you know. What are you doing in the body of Christ if you can't take authority, for goodness sakes? You have to take authority. You will receive power, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. After that, the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses both close by and all throughout the whole earth. Okay? That's what the word says. Now, also, in my name, they shall speak with new tongues. See, that in my name doesn't stop at casting out devils. It goes through all of this list. You live your life in the name of Jesus, for the cause of Jesus, not being afraid because you believe in Jesus. And when I am afraid, I will trust in the Lord. When I'm afraid, how many of you know we all have bad days? We just do. This world, I'm going to tell you what, Charlie Kirk had a real bad day several weeks ago. And people, I don't even want to get into that. Anyhow, in my name, they will take up serpents. That is spiritual warfare, according to Ephesians chapter 6. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and casting out and things taking authority over spirits close by on this earth and in the heavens above the earth, demonic powers. In my name, that's engaging in spiritual warfare. And you don't know how much power you have until you take your family to God and you start fighting in the name of Jesus, and you know who your enemy is. Your enemy ain't a person. Your enemy is an evil presence. His name is ultimately the devil, Satan, and all those that are with him. In my name, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Now, my doctor wonders why I'm doing so good. It's perfect? No. But I'm still kicking them. And I'm wondering why people are dying in their 40s. I don't get that. Too many people are dying right now. But I'm going to tell you something. In my name, if they drink any deadly thing, I got a hold of this here many years ago. And I said, I'm going to pray over every morsel that I put in my body. Now, I can say UTI. I'm not really sure what it is. And Millie was explaining to our doctor yesterday, she said, he doesn't really have any symptoms of it. He said, except for he gets a little crazy, you know. A little forgetful. I'm always telling everybody, and you shouldn't say this, the Alzheimer Express is trying to catch me, and I'm trying to stay one ahead of them. Amen. You know what we got to remember? We got to believe. We got to remember this, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Jesus who strengthens me. I can do anything, anything. Then we just go another six verses to Philippians 4:19, and we remember this. In the name of Jesus, my God shall supply all of my needs according to what he has, not according to what I have. Look here. If you're walking through life and you put your hand in the hand of the man who stilled the water, put your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the sea, if you're really doing that, then this message is for you. Remember, you just heard a simple message about the name, power of his name. I guarantee every demon in hell knows his name. Every angel, all in creation, know who he is. Let's go to the next verse. You kids going to help me with communion tonight? Good, 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 good. Let me have a John chapter 14 and verse 13, please. And here's Jesus speaking. And he's in another place, he says, from henceforth, you won't ask me for anything. He said, but whatever you shall ask in my name, that's in there more than once. The proper way to pray. See, Jesus is the mediator, the reconciler of mankind to God, the Creator Father. Okay? And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, in the name of Jesus, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in his Son. What does that mean, to be glorified? Well, I'm going to explain it to you. One time, a long time ago, Casey had a friend, and I bought Casey a horse. His name was Morgan. I bought her a brand new saddle, everything to ride that horse. And that little girl said to Casey, I wish your dad was my dad. That really happened. That's what I want my children to say about me. Not the old nutbag, you know. No. When you give God the glory, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Give him the glory. If you got up this morning, give God the glory. If something good happened to your life and you got a little bit more on your tax money, give God the glory. Let me tell you, he's the author of everything good in your life. And who is the author of everything that's bad in your life? It's the devil. Amen? I mean, do you really believe? I mean, you know what? People come into churches all the time and they think, well, God did something to me. Well, God didn't do something to you. He's waiting for us to do something for ourselves. He's given us everything we need. He's given us the name, the blood. He's given us his Son. He's given us the Word, the Spirit. Praise God. And that's what I'll do. Whatever you ask. Now, what is the only thing? This is the confidence that we have in 1 John chapter 5. If we ask anything according to his will, we know that he hears us. And we know that if he hears us, we have the things that we ask him for. I would never say, God, if you think it's your will, that I'm going to just settle this here. I don't care who you are. God wants you whole. God wants you healthy. That's God's perfect will. Everything else is a lie from the devil. And there's so much confusion, so many voices in the wind now. You can't tell who's who and what's what. But I'm telling you, God loves you. He didn't say, well, there's my servants down there. He says, there's my kids. That's my kids down there. I love those kids. They're mine. Does God always get his way? No, he doesn't. See? No, he's dealing with human beings. He's made us in his own image, after his likeness. We're choice-making beings. We can make a choice. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Somebody hear me right in here. If anybody hears my voice and opens up, I'll come into them. Now, tonight, anytime you're making a decision, if you include God with that decision, you're going to have the best outcome that you can have. I stand at the door and knock. I thought, oh, my gosh. Who's going to preach the message? The last knock. When the Lord knocks the last time and people convince him they don't want him. and they start off to work that day thinking they're coming home. They never make it home. You know how many times that happens all over the world? People got up this morning. They thought they'd be coming home. They didn't make it. Did you know there's more people on this earth than any other recorded time in history? 8.2 billion people. To me, it's open season on lost people. Every time I get up in the morning, I'm kidding, I never met a stranger. If they talk to me for a few minutes, I'm going to ask them if I can pray for them. And then I'm going to tell them, Revelation 3:20, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears me knocking, boom, 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 I'll come into them. Praise God. Okay, let's go. We got one or two more, and then we're just going to take communion. We're going to go home. And we got some great food back there for you. Watermelons, everything delish. Wonderful stuff. If you would, fellas, give me Acts chapter 3, verse 6. And we're going to look at this. We all know this here. A man, lame from his mother's womb, was a lame man. He was a beggar. They set him at the temple. And Peter and John were going in. And they saw this guy. And they said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you rise up and walk. And they grabbed him, and that beggar grabbed him, and he got up walking and leaping and praising God in the name of Jesus. Who can be a part of something like that? Any child of God. In fact, what's weird is if we're born again, and we don't have this stuff happening in our lives. Many times we don't have it because we've been told, oh, God doesn't do that anymore. Those of you that are listening by social media know that was me going, that's not the truth. God's still doing. Why? Because the word says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And in the book of Malachi, God the Father says, I am the Lord God and I change not. Whatever he did then, he's doing now. How many of you ever seen God answer prayer for somebody and see somebody get healed? How many have ever seen somebody that got healed and a doctor said they had to die? I'm telling you, God, and you know what? I love doctors. I love my doctor. He's the best guy in the whole world. I said, you know, doc, I've been taking Ozempic. And it's not doing what it did before. And he said, well, what dose are you taking, Angelo? I said, well, I'm taking 1 mg, 1 mg. And he said, I said, well, how much are you taking, doc? He's taking the same thing. He said, I'm taking 2 mg, and you're getting 2 mg. I just saw him yesterday. He said, we're thrilled. What do you say about my blood pressure? What do you say about my weight? 7 pounds down from the last time. I love my doctor. I love doctors. But my number one chiefest doctor is the great physician. His name is Jesus. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is the Lord. Guarantee you. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, you get up. And that guy got up, and it blew his mind, and he went walking and leaping and praising God right into the temple. Last place tonight, Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, we're still talking about that healing, and they're giving Peter and John a bad rap about it. And they're saying, who do you think you are doing this here? And what name did you do this miracle? That's what they wanted to know. They wanted to know who to blame. See, let me tell you something. The Pharisees and the Sadducees and religion, they didn't have that power. They didn't have that power at all. You know who had it? Jesus and all of his followers, and it's still on the earth today. And so here's Peter answering the religious people of his day. He said, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him does this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught by you builders, which has become the head of the cornerstone, the chief stone. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we can be saved. Buddha is dead. Krishna is dead. Jesus is alive and well. Can we have a moment? Let's have a moment. Let's make an altar. Let's